going to ask, how about Brad and Scott, if you could come up and give out the elements this morning? It's all about Jesus. Jesus said, remember me. Remember him and all. Be thankful and grateful. This morning, let's just reflect on some of the things and be thankful and grateful for everything that the Lord has did for you. Right? It's good to give thanks. You know, Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 11, it says, I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. He said, the same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, take it and eat your fill. It is my body, which has been given for you. Do this to remember me. He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, this cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Hallelujah. Drink it. And whenever you drink this, do it to remember me. And whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're retelling the story, proclaiming our Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and the blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate its own attitude and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. And what that means there is not recognizing everything that Jesus paid for you. And let me remind you, okay, Psalm 103, our benefit package. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, that's all your sins. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And then it goes down in 12, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him or respect him. So that's why Jesus died on the cross, to redeem us from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and death. He paid it all. And that's why we remember him, to receive everything that he has done for us. So as soon as Scott gets back to his seat, thank you, Lord. Just take a time right now and just think about him. Think about maybe something you need to forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Forgive God. Whatever you got to do. Blood of Jesus all over us, past, present, and future sins covered in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he gave his life for us, for everyone on this whole earth, past, present, and future. He freely gave his body so we could be redeemed. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus is the bread of life. Without him, there's no life. We would not have eternal life without him. And Lord, we thank you that he took on every sin in his body so we could stand before him in righteousness to be made whole. So Lord, we thank you that he is the bread of life, the word of God, and we receive right now in Jesus' name. Thank you that this cup represents his blood that was shed for us. The 39 stripes that he took on his back so we could be healed. Every category of sickness and disease was paid for, covered. From the top of his head, he shed blood, to the bottom of his feet, he shed blood. Even onto the ground, he shed blood. And he said, "This cup seals the new covenant with his blood. Drink it. Whenever you drink this, do it to remember him." So we remember you, Jesus, right now for everything that you paid for and done for us. And we are grateful. And we honor and bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. This is Thanksgiving week. Piece of cracker fell off. Scott, you are healed in the name of Jesus. We heal those lungs right now in Jesus' name. We pour the blood inside and out of those lungs and that respiratory system and bronchial tubes. Right now, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you for healing us, Lord. Okay, let's receive the tithes and offerings as we continue to worship our Lord. Yes. Amen. I don't know where Carla and Steve are today. I hope they're okay. I don't know anything. So we'll lift them up in prayer as others in a few moments. It says in Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions." Huh. "With all your heart, rely on him and to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with him, whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. And don't think for a moment that you're a know-it-all. For wisdom comes when you adore him with undivided devotion and avoid everything that's wrong. Then you will find the healing refreshment in your body and the spirit. And the spirit, your body and the spirit long for. Glorify God with all your wealth or all your increase, honoring him with your very best and with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from uncontainable source of inner joy." Hallelujah. So, Lord, we honor you this morning with our finances. If you want to give with a credit or debit card, you could turn around and Alan's at the back desk. I got to put on a light. It's dark in here. Let there be light. Ta-da! Thank you, Jesus. Okay. You all ready for Thanksgiving? Kinda? No big deal? Sorta? Friends, family? Traveling? Anybody traveling? Are you traveling for Thanksgiving? Anybody traveling? Or are you pretty much staying put? Okay. I just would pray for safe travel then, but I'll pray for that anyway. Because the roads could be nuts. You all are walking around, you look like you had Thanksgiving dinner. You all look tired, worn out. Jack, you're always celebrating. God. Well, as we continue, let me lift up Steve and Carla. They're on my mind. Yes. Father, we lift up Steve and Carla to you right now. We just pour the blood of Jesus all over them. Lord, we don't know what's going on, but you do. So, Lord, we cover them right now in the blood of Jesus. They need healing today, Lord, that you would touch them in the way that they need to be healed, that you're with them. We surround them with your angels. Lord, we thank you for peace in their household. If anything happened with the family, Lord, we cover their family in the blood of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for turning things around. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we lift up Linda Smith to you. Lord, we thank you and praise you that she's doing better every day, that you're restoring her body as she lays in ICU. Lord, I thank you that her recovery will be quick and she'll be completely recovered from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet. And Lord, we thank you for the outcome was a success with the surgery, and Lord, that she be able to live her life normally in full health. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed, she is whole, she's delivered. We thank you for restoring her. We thank you for restoring all the people right now that need healing in their bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, our family and friends, Lord, at this time. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for Craig's mom. She's in rehab, nursing home, recuperating from hernia operation. Lord, we thank you for her recovery in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that you're touching her body, Lord, and that the joy of the Lord is her strength. In Jesus' name. Jeannie's going, Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Okay, we'll pray for the tithes and offerings. Father, we lift up these tithes and offerings to you this morning, Lord, and we thank you and praise you that as we give your increase, like it says in Proverbs, that you would give back unto us. So, Lord, we thank you that we honor you with our finances. We honor you every day because you're a good, good God, and you take care of your children, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you're going to do this week. We thank you for favor coming in like never before. Wide open doors of favor and prosperity, every bill paid, paid on time, debt cancellation, new homes, new places to live, new vehicles, whatever we have need of, Lord, we call it in the name of Jesus, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory. Glory. Yeah, give him a clap offering. Do I have to make you stand up and do jumping jacks? Remember they used to do that in class when you were tired? Get up, jump, stretch. I won't do that to you. Okay, all right, what's going on here? Okay, Tuesday we'll have our 3 o'clock afternoon prayer, and the pantry is asking for the clean shopping bags, which you are bringing in, and we thank you for that. We thank you that we collected the Samaritan purse boxes last week. And if you want any information about your young people in 8th to 12th grade that want to join a choir, go see Craig and Jeannie Lurch, and they're over there. And they'll be happy to talk with you about that. And December 7th will be here, like in a blink. It's like you blink and Christmas, and then it's New Year, and it's all over again, right? So December 7th, Sunday at 10:30, Dean Braxton, and I think Marilyn will be here too, and at 10:30. So it'd be good to see him. We haven't seen him in a while. And then our exciting December 14th, we'll have worship at 10:30, and it'll follow by our Christmas party, luncheon, and game show. And we're inviting the people from next door. I got flyers in the back. If you forget, take one or give it to somebody. Please invite people and sign up on the back table of what you're going to bring. Because we need food. We always need food. When you have a party, you always need food. It's feasting. Okay? And we're celebrating. So I will be inviting next door to come over again. I did talk to the woman that's in charge over there, and she said, I really liked it. She says, yeah, I want to come back and bring, you know, a few other people said they wanted to come back. So, okay, and then December 21st, that's the week of Christmas. Don and Debbie Gatlin will be here Sunday at 10:30. And then we go into 2026. And so far I have in February 1st, Dennis Rainier will be back with us at 10:30. So here we go. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's okay to be happy. Wow. You're going to be a tough crowd on me today. Okay, let me pray. Lord, I need prayer this morning. I don't know what's wrong with these people today. Father, I thank you for your people and me, Lord. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. Lord, I thank you for this message, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we need to hear this today. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you lead us and guide us into all truth. And, Lord, come upon your people right now and shake them up. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Yeah. Probably play that song, Dance Like David Danced. You like that? I thought that was so cute. You guys, that you missed it. It was really cute. Okay, I know the people that were here didn't miss it, but a lot of you missed the song. It was really good. But anyway, the name of my message today is Thanksgiving and Gratitude is an Act of Worship. So today we honored God as we took communion together, and we worship him with gratitude and for all that he has done for us, especially his son Jesus, his blessings, his provisions, his healings, and most of all, his love. For God is love, and he loves all of us, just the way we are, in perfect beings, right? The Lord created us for gratitude, to appreciate him, to honor him, and to worship him. When I think about the holiday of Thanksgiving, sometimes we get so caught up with our traditions, the turkey, the parades, the football games, and God isn't opposed to them at all. It is part of the celebration. But we sometimes forget about thanking God first. God is the one who established celebrating and feasting. It goes way back in the Old Testament. As we understand roots, we will appreciate the day of Thanksgiving, but we should thank God every day, not just in the day of Thanksgiving, because God is good every day, and He's there for us every day and in all our situations in life, because He cares about us. The days of Thanksgiving have been observed through the generations, going way back to Noah and his family, giving thanks to God for protecting them from the flood after they got back on land. In the book of Leviticus, the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot, was a time when the Israelites would come together to celebrate the end of an agricultural year. This festival involved dwelling in temporary shelters to commemorate their ancestors' journey through the wilderness, emphasizing gratitude for divine protection and provision. Another Old Testament feast is the Feast of Weeks, or Shavuot, which marked the end of the grain harvest. This festival was not only a time for offering first fruits to God, but a moment to reflect on God giving them the Torah on the Mount of Sinai. Of course, we have Passover, which we're familiar with, celebration of when the Israelites crossed over to the other side through the miracle of the Red Sea. Also, Passover was celebrated in the New Testament as the Last Supper. Jesus and his disciples celebrated together because he went to the cross, before he went to the cross. And moving forward, we celebrate the birth of Christ, Christmas. We celebrate Resurrection Sunday, which is Easter. All these we celebrate and thank the Lord for these events that happen. We celebrate as coming together as a church, and we celebrate with our family, feasting with our traditions. Hallelujah. I think there's something wrong with this mic. Can you guys hear me well? Yeah? Because up here it sounds funny. Okay, here in America, we celebrate the coming of the first group of the English settlers, the Pilgrims. They came to America seeking religious freedom. This is not a myth story. I think about when I was in school and we had those plays. It's not a myth. It really did happen. They settled in Plymouth, Massachusetts. They went through many hardships and challenges. The Pilgrims saw themselves as modern-day Israelites leaving oppression. The first Thanksgiving was in 1621. It was a three-day harvest feast celebrating together with the Native American tribe that were already here, thanking God together for the goodness and mercy. The Pilgrims dedicated and prayed for a new promised land called America, home of the free. And the Lord remembers the prayers of the Pilgrims. They were people who were devoted to prayer, faith, and community. They were people looking out for one another, building a new foundation of God's peace, love for all mankind, and religious freedom in this new land. There were many proclamations of gratitude towards God in our American history. I'm giving you a history lesson here. The first American Day of Thanksgiving was proclaimed by the Continental Congress in November of 1777 to thank God for the surrender of more than 6,000 British soldiers at the Battle of Saratoga. And this was a quote. It says that, "With one heart and one voice, the good people may express the grateful feelings of their hearts, join the penitent confession of their manifold sins, that it may please God through the merits of Jesus Christ, mercifully to forgive and to secure for these United States the greatest of all human blessings, independence and peace." End of quote. Then the Continental Congress again proclaimed a day of Thanksgiving after Captain John Paul Jones defeated a 50-gun British Royal Navy ship. As governor, Thomas Jefferson responded by proclaiming a day of thanksgiving in Virginia on November 11, 1779. And this was the quote from that. It's amazing how they still recorded these things. It says, Congress had thought proper to recommend to the several states a day of public and solemn thanksgiving to Almighty God for his mercies and of prayer, for the continuance of his favor, that he would go forth with our hosts and crown our arms with victory. End of quote. Then after the surrender by the British at Yorktown, America secured her independence only a few years later in 1789. The first presidential Thanksgiving proclamation was issued by George Washington. Another quote from that, it says, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country. End of quote. The country was severely tested during the cauldron of the Civil War, seeking God's help to reunite and heal the nation. President Abraham Lincoln issued another Thanksgiving proclamation. This executive decree established the last Thanksgiving of November as an ongoing American Day of Thanksgiving. And it was quoted, I do therefore invite my fellow citizens to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Fervently employ of the mighty hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. End of quote. In 1949, the United States Congress passed a joint resolution fixing the fourth Thursday of November as the official Thanksgiving holiday. On December 26th of 1941, the bill was signed into law by President Franklin Roosevelt that every fourth Thursday in November would be a day of Thanksgiving. Did you know all that? I liked history. In Psalm 100, it's called the Psalm of Thanksgiving. Let's put that up. Psalm 100, I'm going to read that out of the Passion. This is just a day of reflection to thank the Lord. It says, lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere. Okay, you got it. As you serve him, be glad and worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy and realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, for he is our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure. You can pass through his open gates with the password of... Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you, so kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness towards all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation. And he does. The psalm calls on the believers to enter his gates with thanksgiving and courts with praise. This psalm encapsulates the essence of gratitude as an act of worship, encouraging us to express thanks to God that transcends individual circumstances. Honoring God first in all things with thanksgiving, it brings blessings. Thanksgiving creates an atmosphere for God's power to fill our lives, as seen in Psalm 95:2, which invites believers to come before God with thanksgiving. Now let's turn to Psalm 95:1 through 3, and Deja will put it up there. Psalm 95, 1 through 3. It says, come on, everyone, let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout our loudest praises to our God who saved us. Everyone, come meet his face with a thankful heart. Don't hold back your praises. Make him great by your shouts of joy. For the Lord is the greatest of all, King God over all other gods. Hallelujah. Yes, we are to praise God in the good times, and we're supposed to praise God in the bad times with a grateful heart. I need to tell you a little testimony. It's not a biggie, but you know what? God is right there. You know, we had a sink backup in the kitchen. And so I ran out and got Drano. And, you know, I was praying about it, but I didn't hear anything. So I bought the Drano, and I, you know, did the instructions, followed them, and nothing was happening. I mean, it was, I have double sinks, you know, and they were bubbling and filling up, and it was gross, and it just wouldn't go down. So I said, you know what, I'll leave the Drano down there overnight. Yeah, so I tried in the morning again to do it, and then finally I left Eric a note. I said, I think we're going to have to do something about this. And so I went out, and I went to the gym, and I came back, and the kitchen was a mess. All the pipes were on the floor, and no, Eric wasn't there. Eric had to go to the store because the Drano deteriorated those rings, those plastic rings, which made it start to leak. So he did. He came back. He put it all back. I prayed that he would put it all back and it wouldn't leak. Well, it didn't leak, but we still had a backup. So me and him prayed and thanked the Lord. And all I heard was, put the dishwasher on. So I put the dishwasher on, and all of a sudden it went, shoo! Like this big noise, and all this junk came out of the sink and then flushed down by itself. And I was like, hallelujah! See? I said, I don't want to call a plumber. I don't want to deal with that. And he honored our prayer with thanksgiving, and it unplugged. We don't know how, but it did, and we don't care. It's working. Amen. Glory. So praise him in the good times and praise him in the bad times with a thankful heart. A life led by gratitude is pleasing to God and reflects a deep understanding of his blessings. It encourages us to recognize and appreciate God's work in our lives. It also helps to alleviate anxiety and stress and will bring peace into our hearts. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It says, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Then God's wonderful peace that transcends human understanding will make the answers known to you through Jesus Christ. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. Follow the example of all that we have imparted to you, and the God of peace will be with you in all things. Hallelujah. It teaches us that presenting our request to God with thanksgiving leads to the peace of God's guarding our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. You know how when you get a bad report and all of a sudden your mind just goes bonkers, right, Alan? You just keep thinking about that all the time, and it just won't leave your brain, and it's driving you nuts. Well, pray about it, thank Him, and Lord, You take this, and the peace will come. Guaranteed. Gratitude glorifies God by acknowledging Him as the source of all blessings, whether it's in your finances, healing in your bodies, and answering all our requests. Circumstances and situations will change because our focus is on God. As Christians, our responsibility is to take the time to teach our children that giving thanks to God is important in the life as a follower of Christ. As Paul wrote in Philippians 4:6, which I just read, but in the King James Version it says, which is familiar to everybody, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Do that first. The Lord never forgets all the prayers of the people that people pray throughout history, including all the Bible characters in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and in our American history, and all the godly examples of our forefathers and mothers. Let us always seek the wisdom and guidance from the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Let us continue to teach our children and grandchildren the richness of their heritage. Let's show them by example the importance of a life of prayer and thanksgiving. On this holiday coming, every day, let's thank God and put Jesus first place in our life. Amen? And that's the message for Thanksgiving. You know, I think sometimes, you know, a lot of our children, maybe not so much here, but when we had children's church, Dawn probably remembers, a lot of kids don't, they didn't even know what Christmas was. They didn't know the meaning and the baby and all the manger, what, you know, they just didn't know. And if we don't continue to teach our children and grandchildren all these things, yes, it'll be lost, and we got to continue to speak those truths into them so our generations can be saved. So Lord, we lift up our generations right now. Lord, we ask that truth be made known, even during this season, Lord. Let us remember and not take for granted what people know or don't know. And Lord, we just thank You as we love people, Lord, as You do. Lord, let them see You, Jesus. Let them see that You are always here with us. You are always here to answer every prayer. You always, especially in America, I don't know about other history, but You are here always protecting this land. And Lord, You have gotten us through a lot of difficulties, and You still will. So Lord, we put our faith in You in this season, this holiday season, Lord. And we thank You. Lord, I thank You for a great and blessed Thanksgiving day and week. And Lord, as we celebrate with our families and our friends, Lord, let us be a light unto every and each and every one. Let us be an encouragement this coming season, Lord. And Lord, we thank You that we will put You first place in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. There's a little bit of produce in the back. Not much. What was it back there? I forgot already. Pomegranates and tomatoes, I think. So there's not much, but you're welcome to it and stay and have some fellowship with us. Oh, and if you need prayer for anything, we're here for you. So don't be shy. Come on up. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Do 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 do.
Shadows deepen, but do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?